Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it, but I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through 2 pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. You're listening to Salon Frequency, a podcast for salon professionals that are revolutionizing the texture of salon culture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to season 7 of Salon Frequency. I am so grateful for your presence. I'm happy to be here speaking to you, as you've heard, about legacy and imagination. If this is your first time joining Salon Frequency, my name is Joss Renee, and you can think of me as your host along this journey to revolutionizing your mindset, your wellness, and your digital fluency. Today's episode is something that's been on my heart for a long, long time. And with our last Rewind episode, hopefully you've been listening, I shared some of the key pillars that every stylist should consider when thinking about or planning for retirement. It's so very important. And I wanted to continue that conversation and speak about something that applies if you're just getting started or if you are still behind the chair. And those are your legacy standards, the things that you can practice and do repeatedly that help to build your legacy. And what I mean by legacy is your impact on the people around you and on your life, the people that you love, care about, think about, are planning for. What are the practices that support your impact to them? I feel like we often, especially in our industry, don't consider the power that we have and also the ability that we can harness or can take hold of our future. And so legacy to me is one of the ways in which we can do that and grow beyond our wildest imagination. You know, it was really interesting to me. I was working on a project with a fellow salon owner, and we were doing market research. Like, we were looking at the cost of living, the salary, you know, how many stylists, particularly Black stylists, are in major cities. One of the cities we looked at was Atlanta, and we were both shocked to learn that most stylists there are not making much more beyond the poverty line. Like, I mean, they are working day in and day out, 7 days a week, but only bringing in like $35,000, $40,000. And to me, that is great. I'm not knocking it for anybody who's, that's your salary, that's what you're making, you're comfortable, or, you know, you're struggling, honestly, to make that money. I am not discrediting your hard work, your effort, your intention. Please don't take it that way. What I do want to challenge you
with is to consider in entrepreneurship, you have the unique ability to set your own ceiling, like how much you make and how many clients you attract and how many opportunities that come your way are all a direct reflection of you, your work ethic, your ability to communicate and network, your imagination. So this season is about your legacy, and it's about building your legacy and activating and harnessing your imagination. All right. So today I just want to talk to you real quick about legacy standards, things that you can do to impact the people around you and the people that you care about, both in our industry and, you know, in your family. So I'm going to share with you 5 of my legacy standards in hopes that you either adopt them or, you know, just take them, copy them, think about them, make them your own. All right, let's get into it. All right, so the first standard, or rather, I'm going to go through all 5 just to give you a high level, and then we're going to go down into them. All right, so the first standard is to operate like you have a team, even if you're solo. The second standard is to strive for 6 figures. The third standard is to invest in professional education every year. The fourth standard is to prioritize your body wellness. And the 5th standard is to teach. All right. These are the 5 legacy standards that I believe every salon professional should operate under and or towards. So when it comes to standard number 1, operating like you have a team, even if it's just you. This is a practice that I adopted when I was a corporate girly, and they always talked about, if this person left, what would we do? What is the continuity plan? What do we do if whoever is working on the project is not going to be here? The same thing applies for you when you're thinking about your legacy. Even if it's just you, you want to have systems, you want to have standard operating procedures. Not only will it help you to hire, to get help, to find out where you can make more time for yourself by delegating, this will also help you when it comes to your peace. We think about things and hold things in our minds so often. What did Miss Brenda say? What is she doing? What is Malcolm doing next week? His next appointment? What's he gonna have going on? What's my child? Like all of these things are living, sadly, rent-free in our mind. But if you think, okay, I'm gonna have this client come in, and oh, I'm running late, so I'm gonna have Sasha get them started. I want that client to have the same level of care that they would have with me knowing all of their business because they told it to me. I want Sasha to be able to keep that going and to make that client feel like their family, like they belong here. Well, one way to do that is with client notes. And, you know, we talked about this, or this was a very important practice in cosmetology school. It's in the cosmetology text. It is great for client management and also for history tracking. But when it comes to the peace of mind that you get when you get out of your head, that all the things that all your clients tell you, and you put it down and you just let it, you know, let it live in your system. So when they come back 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks later, you can just pick up where you left off without having to have that in your mind. That is one practice that I can feel in my body. It was like a weight off my shoulders. So that's just one practice that I would highly encourage you to have, is to operate like you have a team. Get it out of your head, put it down on paper. And now that we're in 2025 and we're in this AI frontier, utilize AI to help you. hey, I currently have a salon that has 20 clients that I see intermittently. I am looking to create systems for getting started for my day, procedures for seeing my clients, procedures for closing out my salon and making sure everything is clean. Hey, chat, write me out a procedure. See what it says. Add in, you know, your remix, what you actually do. Take out what you don't need. Like, we are in an age where you can be more efficient. There's no excuses. Take the time to get it out your head, get it on paper, systemize it, make it efficient. All right. Which brings me to standard number two, your money mindset, striving for six figures. You know, we hear all the time, I'm a six-figure stylist, I'm a six-figure loctician. Yeah, yeah. There's different levels to six figures. Yeah, $100,000 is six figures, $700,000 is six figures. There are levels to all of those. And what can't happen is you getting there without knowing your numbers. All right, I remember when I used to write down, oh, Brenda gave me $60. Sasha gave me $125. Ooh, and I got a $5 tip. I used to write it in my notebook. I used to be so pressed and tally it up at the end of the week. It's wonderful. It's great. And bookkeeping, sis. Bookkeeping is so very important. You don't have to write it. It can come into your system. So bookkeeping, accounting, having an accountant, paying your sales and use tax, like, all of these things I know are dirty words. And when you're able to know your numbers and operate with understanding and intention, I promise you, you will work less because you know the value of every client. You know what to expect each month. You are aware of your expenses and what's upcoming. You can plan better. Knowing your numbers and having a money mindset that targets the future. Like, you are striving for six figures. Even if you're making $30,000 right now, strive to make your first $100,000. What does that look like? You only have 30 clients that you see regularly, and each of those clients is only worth $1,000 in a year period. Well, that is why you have a $30,000 ceiling. Can we add in digital products? Can we add in more retail? Can we get to a slightly bigger space, or even utilize your space to add in another stylist to give you commission to kind of increase the revenue that you're making behind the chair? You chose to be in an industry where you can directly influence how much you bring in, who you serve, how you serve them. Don't allow your imagination. Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through two pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business, retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode. Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it, and honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through 2 pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So, when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business, retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products. But what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode. To be limited by what you see on social media or what you think you should do. All right, dare to dream. Strive to go a little bit further. All right, because if you plan for $50,000, you'll make 30. You plan for $100,000, you can make 80. You see what I'm saying? So don't limit yourself. All right. Which brings me to standard number 3. All right. Investing in yourself, investing in professional education is so very important. Not only will going to conferences and hair shows and business networking opportunities or workshops, not only will that help to keep you current with what's happening in the industry, but it also serves as motivation to keep you inspired. If you are working in a salon suite, or even if you're working in a salon, where no one around you every day is looking to keep a pulse of the industry or trends, you will become stagnant. There's no room to growth, to grow, to dream, to challenge the possibility. You know, you have your same clients coming in. They're coming in telling you what to do. They're more motivated and forward thinking than you are, versus you investing in education, taking that trip up to New York, taking that trip down to Atlanta, going out to Texas, going out to California, going to these out of the box or just uncomfortable situations. Yes. But seeing what other people are dreaming, it allows your brain, it allows your hands, it allows your skill set to sharpen and to come back with fresh eyes and motivation so you can stay inspired behind the chair, because it could get stale. You know, it could get stale and it's just like, oh my gosh, I got to go in this week. I got to do Ashley's hair. She's going to be talking about this. Give yourself permission to pause, go on to work, and invest in dreaming. I challenge you to go to one conference, networking event, hair show this upcoming year. All right. In the next 12 months, go to one professional education experience. All right.
Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker, what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it. And honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through 2 pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Let's take a quick pause. Real quick, allow me to share a strategy that's truly supported my business, retail. As salon professionals, you know we're always recommending products, but what if the money from those recommendations stayed in your business? That is why I love the Crown Elements Wholesaler Program. If you didn't know, Crown Elements is a holistic hair care line made for textured hair and approved by L'Occitane. Their products are handmade, effective, and help clients truly feel the difference. From the one-of-a-kind Just Clean Clarifying Shampoo to the refreshing Moisture Infusion Rose Water-Based Moisturizer, every product supports your client's hair and scalp health between visits and helps you build another stream of income. So, I invite you to visit retail.crownelements.com to become a wholesaler and bring holistic hair care to your salon space. That's retail.crownelements.com. Now, back to the episode.
Now, this next standard is going to challenge you. And I challenge you in a way that I don't think we are often challenged. Because standard number 4 is to invest in your body wellness. You know, your hands do so much. Your feet hold you up for so long. Your back your hips, your knees, girl, your neck. One of the reasons I stepped from behind the chair was because I went to the chiropractor and she said, you know, you should go get an x-ray. Let me just see your neck and your spine. Come to find out, I had arthritis in my neck. I was developing arthritis in my neck. And it so much clicked for me because I was constantly having neck pain, shoulder pain. I was just like always aching. And what an insight to know that, oh, the way I'm standing, the way I'm not protecting my lower back, standing up for hours on this concrete floor, on this thin salon mat, is destroying my body. So out of that experience for me came the standard to prioritize my body wellness. Girl, I started getting a 2-hour Thai massage once a month. When I tell you, if you've never had a Thai massage, girl, get you a Thai massage, okay? It is much. It's all the muchness. It is so much different, so much more different than a deep tissue massage or just regular people massages. A Thai massage. They're walking on your back. They're stretching your body. They're doing all the things that you probably haven't had the time to do, but you need. So go get you a Thai massage, or at least schedule it in. Your body wellness is a day. It is an investment in you. So if you're like, man, I got to work 7 days. I got to make this money. No, you take one day, at least once a month. That is for your body. Okay, the more you can pour into yourself, the more you could give to other people, which then turns into more income for you, which then allows you to grow and expand. All right, pour into you first. You deserve it. If you haven't given yourself the permission, I am giving you the permission right now. Invest in your wellness. Invest in your body. Take care of your hands. Take care of your feet. Treat yourself to a massage. You deserve it. You do not need to earn it. I repeat, you do not need to earn your wellness. You deserve it. All right? And now, the last standard, number 5, to teach. I challenge you to teach 12 hours per year. And I put a number on it because you cannot grow what you can't measure. Okay, I challenge you to teach 12 hours per year because here's the thing. You behind the chair are getting so much information. You're practicing and you're applying that knowledge. You're gaining wisdom. There is someone else behind you that needs to know what you know. Are you going to have them spend 6 years, 12 years, 20 years, 30 years to get to where you are in wisdom, or are you going to take or make the time to invest in those that are coming after you to pass along that wisdom to help them get further faster? And I know we are used to that crab in a barrel type mentality where I'm not going to tell them what I know because then they're going to take my clients. We ain't doing that. There's enough for everybody. There is more than enough for everyone. You live in a world of abundance. You need to believe that. And the more that you can teach, grow, inspire, impact the generations behind you or even next to you, it helps to build your legacy. It helps to ensure that what came to you, what was gifted to you, does not stop with you. For me, the teaching looked like sharing on YouTube, making little YouTube videos, well, not even little, making big YouTube videos. Then it looked to me making online classes and workshops. Then it looked to like me writing my first book and putting everything that I knew into a book to exist and live beyond me. When I first wanted to do the holistic loctician training program, I was like, I'm so scared. Can I do it? Do I have enough? I'm not the best loctician. Who's going to listen to me? Who would I teach? But I had to quiet that imposter syndrome to remind myself that there are people that do not know what I currently know, even though I don't know that much. And I'm going to teach them. I'm going to inspire them. I'm going to pass it along in hopes that they take it, apply it, and then they pass it along, because that is how we grow. And so I want you to challenge yourself to teach 12 hours per year, at least once a month, maybe 1 hour a month, 2 hours every other month, whatever it looks like. I challenge you to teach 12 hours per year so that you can start building your legacy. So real quick, I know we talked about a lot, just a quick recap of the 5 legacy standards that I shared with you today and challenge you to adopt or, you know, take and make your own. 1, always operate like you have a team. 2, get your money mindset right. Strive for 6 figures. Strive beyond your wildest dreams. Let your imagination grow when it comes to money. 3, invest in professional education every single year. So important. 4, you have permission to invest in your wellness and take care of your body. And 5, teach at least 12 hours per year. Again, these legacy standards are intended to help you not only make an impact after you're gone, they're here to motivate you, and they are here to allow you to dream and take hold of this opportunity and industry that we are a part of that is only limited by our creativity and imagination. So, with that being said, I want you to connect with me on LinkedIn or Instagram and share with me what's the one standard you're going to start working on today. In the show notes, you'll find links to my LinkedIn and my Instagram. And I hope to hear from you as soon as you finish listening to this episode. All right. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment. Let me know how the episode was, but to connect with me, to share the challenge that you are going to take on, you need to do that on LinkedIn or Instagram, okay? There's a reason for that. You'll hear about it throughout this season, because this season on Salon Frequency is all about legacy and imagination. And I'm going to be here to challenge you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to grow and cultivate your mindset, your digital fluency, and your total body wellness. So if that sounds like something you are excited to be a part of, make sure you head over to salonfrequency.com and join the vibe. Our email newsletter where you'll get insights, updates, and invitations to all the things that we have going on. Peace. Hold that thought, because if you've ever wondered how to cultivate stability beyond the chair, this part's for you. Would you believe I launched my first Shopify store after attending a beauty symposium where I asked the keynote speaker what's one piece of advice you'd give a newly licensed cosmetologist? He said, have a product line. At the time, I didn't get it, and honestly, I wasn't that great at it. But I trusted the advice. Fast forward, that same Shopify store carried me through 2 pregnancies, maternity leave, and even the global shutdowns, all while maintaining and growing my income. So when I tell you that partnership with Shopify isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. It's because it gives salon professionals like you real freedom as the industry keeps evolving, even in this new world of AI. So if you're ready to build your own income stream beyond the chair, visit shopify.salonfrequency.com for discounted pricing to begin your Shopify journey today. Now, Let's get back to the episode.